I'm Dr. Robert Trenchel. I'm the president and CEO, and I've been here for 7.5 years. We have a 406-bed hospital. We've had a significant number cross the border when it was announced that the borders were open. And we've had a multitude of patients come to our doors and needing medical care. We're the only hospital here, so it's not like we can distribute to other hospitals in the area. We're the closest hospital that does what we do is 180 miles away. So the hospital's been impacted greatly because none of the migrants have a payer source. And that's our biggest issue. They've come to our doors and we give them the same level of care we'd give anybody else. If President Biden walked through the door or if a migrant walks through the door, they're getting the same level of care. We don't treat anybody any differently, and we take a lot of pride in that. Our concern is that we've delivered over $20 million in uncompensated care to these individuals just over a 6-month period. You know, that's an unsustainable model to have that unexpected expense without any revenue to offset it. We are running out of resources. You know, we've had to hire additional staff. We've had to maintain higher levels of staffing, which in a normal environment is okay because you have the revenue to offset that increased staffing level that you have to have because you're having more patients. But in this type of scenario, it's a no-win situation because you have extra staffing and you don't have any, again, offsetting revenue because it's not unfortunately a revenue-producing patient. It's a patient that you're providing free care for. It's unfair to residents of our community, too, because, you know, we're providing free care to these individuals and the residents of our community don't get free care. What we experienced several times during the migrant surge was that we had a lot of pregnant females crossing the border, a significant number. That was probably our largest number of individuals coming in any one cohort was pregnant females. And we would just be full in our maternity unit, and we would have to delay some of the planned inductions for our residents because of that. Our residents here have had to suffer through that. We have a great staff. They love the work they do. They take a lot of pride in the work that they do, and this has been an additional burden on them for sure. There are language issues, there's cultural issues, and we work through those happily. But you know, when you think of the case management piece too, these individuals take at least 3 times the number of human resources to resolve their cases and get them a safe discharge as a regular patient that's in our hospital. Contacting families, making sure they have a safe place to go when they're discharged, making sure they have durable medical equipment if they need that. We've had to actually purchase that for them so they could have a safe discharge from the hospital because we can't discharge them unless we're assured that they have those resources where they're gonna be. And you look at that additional burden in the wake of COVID, in the wake of a hard flu season. Some come in with bumps and bruises or, you know, fractures, exposure, coughs, colds. But a lot of them come in with significant disease. We've had to have patients on dialysis, migrant patients on dialysis, cardiac catheterizations, heart surgery. I mean, you know, they're not coming in with little things, the majority of them. Many are very sick. They have long-term complications of chronic disease that has really not been cared for. Staff are, they're just tired, but they continue to shepherd through and they continue to do the work that they need to do to make sure they take care of patients in a high quality manner. I wouldn't say it's a public health emergency, but I would say it's an urgent situation that we have here with the migrants. And if Title 42 does go away and, you know, we do have another surge, it could be a public health emergency for sure. Because when you think about it, Yuma's got 100,000 people. We've had over 300,000 people cross the border here. That's 3 times the population of Yuma coming across the border. And the only hospital those people will use is ours. That's it. We're just looking for a payer source for these individuals that we can't bill for. We just cannot bill for any of these individuals. We contacted our state through our state representatives and U.S. senators. We've contacted Mayorkas's office. But, you know, people lend an ear and they're willing to listen, but nobody has any solutions. And we've been at this for well over a year now. Now, we're not making a political statement about it. We're just saying we need a payer source. I find it funny that, you know, the mayor of New York gets 2 or 3 busloads of migrants and it's all of a sudden an emergency and we're dealing with, you know, $20 million in uncompensated care here. If we continue to have these extraordinary expenses that are not reimbursed, it could have a significant impact on the hospital. We need a payer source to have this hospital remain sustainable and viable for the future.